We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 16th of January, 2010. And we're going to be visiting here this hour with Bob Chapman. I mentioned last week about the unemployment figures, ladies and gentlemen. I think there was something, if I remember correctly, something like 55,000 jobs lost last month. November's numbers were a lot higher than that. Supposedly the trend, I guess, now is less jobs lost each month, but the figure is still astronomical. And so we're going to talk about that and the decline of the dollar and some of the stuff maybe with Timothy Geithner. Bob Chapman attended Northeastern University majoring in business management. He spent 3 years in the U.S. Army, counterintelligence, mostly in Europe. And he's resided in various places around the globe. Mr. Chapman was a stockbroker from 1960 to 1988, owning his own brokerage firm for 18 years, which served over 6,000 clients when he retired. After his retirement in the June of 1991, at the request of business associates, he began writing the International Forecaster, which is on the web now and for which you can subscribe. The website is www.theinternationalforecaster.com, and we're pleased to have Bob Chapman joining us here on Govern America. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you. Really, we should have had you a lot sooner. I can't believe all this time has gone without us having you on there, but, we got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes, but how bad is this situation with the unemployment? It looks to me like it's extremely, extremely poor, what we have going on right now with all the job losses and everything. Can you elaborate a little bit on these numbers?
Well, first of all, the number that you see that is put into the media is called U3. And that is only a portion of the real unemployment numbers. The real figure is U6. And U6 includes U3. It includes people who are no longer getting checks for unemployment. It includes people who are involuntarily working a part-time week. Average week right now is 33.1 hours. Certainly a long way from a 40-hour week.
Okay, let's elaborate a little bit more on U3 and U6. Sorry to have to interrupt you so quickly here. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and we're going to talk about unemployment, the decline of the dollar, all of the stuff, the crises that are thrown at us every day. Stay with us as we continue here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're back. We're visiting this hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, Bob, before the break, I was talking about the unemployment figures, and I asked you the question, how bad is it really? Because, you know, I think we're really propagandized in many respects with regard to these numbers. You know, the controlled media likes to talk these things up all the time, trying to, I guess, convince the people to spend money they don't have, supposedly to pump some life into the economy that we've been given. And so you were making the distinction between U3 and U6 with regard to the unemployment figures. You want to pick that up?
Right. And so we have the part-timers, the people who are not getting checks anymore, the people who are in U3, which is short-term unemployment, and then we have the discouraged workers. And they are also in that category. So U6 right now is really the most important figure that officially comes out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, that figure is 17.3% unemployment. Within that structure, there's a thing that was created in 2002 or 2003, and it's called the birth-death ratio, the birth of businesses and the death of businesses. Now, government says that they cannot check all the small businesses and even the medium-sized businesses, so they guess at it. It's as simple as that. And they're right, they can't. It's impossible. But it's very important, because about 80% of all the jobs created in America are created by those small firms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every month, they have had an increase over that six-plus period of time. And there's probably been 3 months that it's been negative, and all the rest, jobs have been created, which, of course, is untrue. And it runs in varying degrees, but it runs around 85,000 jobs a month. And each year, they adjust it, and they lie about that, too. So if you remove the birth death ratio, the real unemployment figure is 22.5%.
Wow.
And they're going to have an adjustment in February, and they're going to lop off 845,000 odd jobs that they said really weren't created, when in fact the figure is 1.7 million. And so the figures that you're getting are just plain untrue. Mm-hmm. And we know that. All the economists know it. And the analysts do as well. But they can't say anything. Because if they do, they'll get fired. I'll give you a good example. Economists and analysts are right one-third of the time. The reason that they're right only one-third of the time, because if they tell the truth, they get fired. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. About a year ago, perhaps it's a year and a half now, David Rosenberg, who was working for Merrill Lynch, said he thought the market was going to go down. Well, it did. It dropped from 14,168. And incidentally, we picked the top as well. And we said it was going to 6,600, and David said it was going to 7,200. We were both right. I was just closer than he was.
Mm-hmm.
And Merrill Lynch told him he would have to leave for doing that. Merrill won't admit to that, and neither would David. But that's what happened. Because I know I talk to people on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that goes on in those businesses. You can't tell the truth. And so, after the first of the year, which is we're into now, for 6 months, jobs will be created to do the census. And, of course, they'll balloon them and make them look better than they are and say that they're X when in fact, they're X minus 50%. But they'll go and do that to color the unemployment figures. But in February, which will be reported around the 8th or 9th or 10th of March, is going to be that birth-death adjustment. And the public is going to be shocked when they see short-term unemployment, say, move from 10% to 10.3%. They see U6 move from 17.3% to 17.8%. And, of course, the real figure of 22.5% will go over 23. So that's what we got coming.
At what point, you know, they're lying so much about these numbers, you know, and the people are going to see through it. Are they not? I mean, can the people not
only if they're told. I mean, how many people are on the air to tell the kind of things I do? Maybe 10 or 15?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're marginalized into marginal networks of one form or another. I very seldom get on mainline radio. Occasionally, if there's something hot going on, like the executive order on Interpol or cap and trade or those kind of things that stoke up the networks, and then they call me in because I, you know, have a good grasp of what's going on. But on this unemployment thing, they don't want to know.
So do you think that the reason why they lie to the people is like just for the purpose of getting them to spend money they don't have? Or what would be the motives for doing so?
Psychological framework. It's called psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on all the time. propagandizing. I mean, the budget for the Pentagon, the CIA, NSA, and on, is very, very large to brainwash people. That's exactly what it is.
Now, another thing that you write about are the bankruptcies. And in 2005, you were writing about how the revamping of the law there to kind of discourage people from filing Chapter 7 is not really working. Did you want to comment a little bit about that, what you meant?
Well, the crux of the problem, more than anything else, is debt settlement. The lenders are 80% in the wrong. And the reason why is they're professionals. The average person doesn't know anything about finance. I mean, you know, about 65-70% of Americans have graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rest haven't. And so it's incumbent upon the lender to know whether they should lend or not and at what levels. We saw what happened with the savings and loan fiasco in the 80s, and then recently in real estate, particularly residential real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way to solve that problem is to make deals with the people who owe you money. And that is going on. I don't think it's widespread enough. I don't think most people know that they can go to their lender. Let's say it's J.P. Morgan Chase that owns a credit card company, and they say to them, look, I owe you $20,000, and I can't pay it. And I don't want to go into bankruptcy. Can we make some kind of a deal where I would pay off $3,000 or $4,000 and the debt would be forgiven? And some lenders are doing that to get it off the books, not to have to go through the hassle of chasing them down and everything else. And so some of that is happening, but the fault lies with the lender.
Yeah. Are we being lied to about the number of bankruptcies that are going on as well?
The answer is yes, but I'm not as knowledgeable in that area as I am in some others.
Okay.
I think that just overall, if you look at it and you think back to 5 years ago when the laws changed and you see the tremendous amount of bankruptcies when the ability to go bankrupt is so narrow now, unless the lender gives, like I've just described, in the area of credit cards or anything else. But the bankruptcies are terrific, and one of the reasons why is unemployment, part-time employment, which can be just as devastating. I mean, you've been cut down to 33 hours a week, and you can't make your payments, you're going to go bankrupt anyway. And then, of course, we had the real estate fiasco, and we called it. We get everybody out of real estate back in 05 and 06, right at the top of the market. And of course, they were able to divert that money into other investments, such as gold and silver. And now their houses are down 35 to 50% from where they sold them. And they made money in the gold and silver investment. And the next step is, where do they buy? Well, it's not time yet, because real estate's going lower.
Mm-hmm.
How much lower? 10 to 20%. And that's why it looks short term this year. We don't know what's going to happen after that.
We got a break coming up here. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is linked up with ours, theinternationalforecaster.com. He's got a lot of very important commentary there, lots of things to read and spend time educating yourself on financial matters. We're going to continue here. And by the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It's already here. We're visiting this hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And your phone calls are welcome, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we already have a few callers on the line. Let's go ahead and take them. John in Tennessee, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
I want to tell you a short story about what happened last year, then I want to ask you a question. Last year, at the beginning of this financial collapse, I was making a delivery in Brentwood, Tennessee. I drive a truck. And this man approached me in a three-piece suit asking me what I thought the price of gas, you know, just starting a conversation and what I thought about the economy and what was going on. Well, I gave him my ideas about, you know, money created out of thin air and the market being manipulated and whatnot. Long story short, he told me that he didn't think these people were that smart. He handed me his business card. He was executive vice president at Wachovia. This was the day before Wachovia entered into bankruptcy. So basically, like you said, they can't speak the truth because they've got a fiduciary responsibility that prohibits them from doing so. The question that I have for you is, I came across some information about something called naked short selling. The majority of RBN listeners know what went on prior to the 9/11 attacks with the short selling in the airline industries. There's been some short selling that went on in 2008 in the financial markets and the insurance markets prior to this economic collapse. If you could, please explain to those of us that have a limited understanding of what short selling is and the difference between short selling and naked short selling, so that we can know that this financial collapse was orchestrated.
Well, when you short sell, you're betting that a stock is going to go down. And so what you do, let's say it's a company that's the shares are selling at $40 a share. And in order to sell that stock, which you do not own, you have to borrow it from somebody. And so the brokerage firm usually arranges to lend that stock to you. I won't go into the details how they get it. But anyway, they lend it to you. And you stay short, and the stock goes to 35. And you decide that it's not going to go any lower, and you're ahead by $5 or 5 points. So you buy the stock, completing the transaction. Naked short selling is when you want to short the stock at 40, and you can't borrow the stock or don't want to bother to do it. And when you do that, it's against the rules. And because there's a finite amount of shares outstanding, people who naked short sell hypothetically can, and they do, sell more stock than is what is outstanding in the issue. Now,
which is what occurred in 2008.
Well, it occurs all the time. It's still going on because the SEC refuses to enforce their own rules. And the reason why is the big naked shorts are the people who run Wall Street, particularly trading departments, hedge funds. It's been going on for 30 years, and I complained about it, but it didn't do any good because the SEC is acting for the large firms, not for the average shareholder. And that's, you know, what they've done is kept stocks down in price by naked shorting. There are a lot of companies, especially small ones, whose stock was selling, say, from $3 to $10 a share. These professionals come in and they decide, well, we don't think this company is going to do all that well, so they just short the heck out of it. And they will borrow stock, and when they can't borrow anymore, they'll short it naked. And nobody says anything. Who should say something about it? The SEC and the what they call a DTC, which is where all the trades clear.
Okay,
they know what's
right
going
there.
On.
So John, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to make one more comment.
Okay, hold on then. And also hold on, Ron in Missouri and Gary in Indiana. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America with Bob Chapman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, number if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting today with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. He's been a professional brokerage firm. He had his own brokerage firm for 18 years, and he was serving over 6,000 clients when he retired. Been involved in the investments for many, many years, very knowledgeable. And we're pleased to have him here. And before the break, we were talking with John in Tennessee. And, John, did you have another question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, just real quickly. Bob, we know, you know, I'm a truck driver. I'm not college educated, but I do love history. And I looked at the history of the 20s prior to the crash. The short selling was going on then. And at that time, there were fewer people involved in the act of it, because they didn't understand it. Like, there were a few that did it and profited very highly by basically borrowing stocks from friends, selling them short, paying their friends back without ever having taken delivery of the stock. So, you know, it went on then. And when you see the same things reoccurring, and you can take notice and have an idea that this Ponzi scheme of the federal banks, Federal Reserve banks, the central banks, is coming to a close. So, unlike you, I got out of a self-directed IRA when it was at 14,000. When I talked to this guy from Wachovia Bank, I told him I got out of the market, and he kind of gloated. He said, well, what was it at when you did it? I said, it was at 14,000. He said, well, you got lucky. I said, well, you can call it luck. You can call it market timing. You can call it whatever you want. But I seen that it was happening. I knew it was coming. And for some reason, the number 14,000 was my mark that I knew when it reached 14, I was out. So I put it into precious metal. And I've talked to Darren and others, and people think I'm nuts. But I actually got rid of my precious metal when it was at, I think it was 1227 or whatever the highest was a couple of weeks ago. I'm getting ready to get back in, but I'm doing, in my opinion, what these big boys are doing. I'm taking my profits, and I'm going to get back in when the price gets down a little more before they totally collapse my buying power, my money dollars, you know, and I'll get back into precious metal. But it's going to be, and I believe I'll know when that time is right.
Well, what are your thoughts on that, Bob? You know, where do you think the precious metal market is going in the coming days, in the short term?
Well, first of all, for people who are not professionals, I do not recommend that they trade the market, because sooner or later they're going to get their heads handed to them. And you've been fortunate thus far, and I'm happy about that. But be very, very careful, because it's a dangerous game, and if you're not there watching all day, every day. With that said, we have thousands of subscribers that we recommend long, shorts. We like the gold stocks and have for a long time, 10 years. We've been long, and I think gold is going to go considerably higher along with silver. And so I don't encourage people to play the short-term turns, because they have something else to do, like their job. And most people don't have the time to put in to be able to trade the market, particularly the gold market, which is being manipulated by the United States government. And so I think that people should pick a trend, go long and stay long until they think, or who's ever advising them, thinks that that trend is over. And we have that trend going on in gold and silver. And where do I think it's going? Well, we're looking at real government statistics that tell us that, or at least they think they're real, that since 1980, when gold was $850, inflation would have gold selling at $2,400 an ounce. The real inflation figures, not the government statistics, would have gold selling between $6,700 an ounce and $7,150 an ounce.
Wow.
And so that says it all. Where will silver go? It'll go up. Where? I don't know. If gold goes to, say, $3,000 an ounce, I think it could go to $50 easily. If it goes to $6,700 to $7,100, maybe it would go to $100 or $150 an ounce. All I know is it's going up, and it's going to continue at least for the next few years. It could last for a lot longer than that. We just don't know yet. But based upon inflation up until this point of time, that's what we're talking about. If over the next 2 years inflation increases, say, 14% a year each year, well, the numbers will change. Maybe it'll be $8,000 or $10,000 an ounce. And these are not wild madman figures. I've been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah,
okay. I know what to expect.
One other comment.
Real quickly, because we do have other callers here.
Okay, very quickly. There are people involved in precious metal, I mean in physical possession of gold and silver, that don't understand what gold is. Gold is a safe haven. Now they've been told that, they don't fully understand it. So what I'm seeing is happening, what I believe to be happening, and correct me if I'm wrong, gold is going to come down, and say someone has bought for, you know, $900 an ounce, and it drops down to $8, and it may go down, you know, it may go down to $850, and they say, well, I'm losing money. So they'll get out thinking that they've lost when they really haven't, which allows the others to come back in and take. Let's make no mistake about it. The people with big bucks want real money. And right now there's a shortage. So if they can drive it down and bring the supply back, then they'll have supply. They'll take it. It'll go back up. I mean, I think what they're doing, and I told Darren, with the money is basically getting the last drops of milk out of the cow because they want it all. They're not going to be satisfied until they have it all.
Yep. Well, the thought process is shared by probably about 80% of pundits, and they've been wrong every single time. You got to remember, over the last 10 years, well, they were wrong. Gold went from 252 to 1224. And they have been calling year after year after year what you're talking about, and it hasn't happened. I mean, we just had 96% of newsletter writers saying gold was going to go down when it was 1,000 to 900 or 800 or 600 or 500, and it never happened. And that's
I'm not listening to the pundits, Bob, as much as I'm looking at James chapter 5. I mean, I believe that that's going to happen. So I appreciate it, Darren. I'll let you take your other
call. Yeah, I appreciate the call, John. Let's go to Ron in Missouri. Ron, good morning. Ron, are you there?
Go ahead. Good morning. You all were talking about the bank, you know, the credit card deals, you know, where you can pay a lower amount.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine did that, and then he got stuck paying the tax on the difference. So there is a consequence of that idea.
Okay.
Well, it's a heck of a lot better than having to pay the whole thing. At least it's a break. And
it wasn't. He said he actually would have probably been better because the IRS really came after him pretty good. He did not come out good on that melee at all. And I tried to warn him about that, and he... So there is something you really got to consider before you wander down that path, is which is greater, paying the banker off, because apparently they got him... Well, I guess I might as well tell you the other stupid thing that he did. He took money out of his IRA to pay off the credit card, which I thought was even stupider than dealing with the credit card people in the beginning.
Well, when you take money out of an IRA, if you're under 59 and a half, you have federal and state taxes to pay, which you have to pay eventually anyway, and you have a 10% penalty. If you're over 59 and a half, you don't have that 10% penalty. And so I don't know the machinations of what he was into, what his responsibilities are. As far as taxes are concerned, so I really can't say. All I know is that there are people who are doing that, and it's probably a good thing for people to do if they're on the verge of bankruptcy.
Well,
you know, the IRS is doing the same thing, incidentally. They're taking 20-25 cents on the dollar. They've been doing it for a long time.
Right, yeah. Anyway, that's just my comment. I'll let you get to the next caller.
I appreciate it. I guess Gary dropped. Gary, if you want to call back, there's still time to take your call, so we'll take you right up front. We're hearing a lot, Bob, about jobless recoveries. And I want to talk a little bit about, because we were discussing the unemployment situation earlier, and this seems to be the biggest issue in my thinking right now with the American worker. I mean, you know, I think very few people actually can, you know, don't know somebody that's lost their job. I know my wife is unemployed. I narrowly dodged the bullet myself here just a short time ago. But the point is, we hear a lot about a jobless recovery. You know, and it seems like a no-brainer to me that there's no way we can have a recovery without the jobs. And I don't see how these jobs are ever going to come back when we... We have these trade agreements, which, in my thinking, has facilitated the loss of jobs. Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean,
Is there any way you can have a recovery without jobs?
No. And the jobs that we've lost during the 8 years prior to this current administration, we lost 5 million jobs. And now, since then, we've lost, during the last 2 years, the federal government tells us we've lost 7 million. Now, what percentage of that 7 million came from offshoring and outsourcing, free trade and globalization, I don't know. But if I had to guess, it's certainly 2 or 3 million. And so all those jobs are gone, and they're not coming back because we have a Congress that is interested in getting paid off and not doing what's good for their constituency and for the American worker. And the problem can be solved very easily. We put tariffs on goods and services coming into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have never been able to, nor will we ever be able to, compete with labor in other countries. We don't have slaves in America. They do in China and other countries like that.
Yeah,
so
well, we're certainly
that is the answer, and it's very simple. And how do you make that happen? All of you people listening, make sure that no incumbent, with the exception of a handful, go back to Washington in the by-election coming up in November. That's what you can do, and we can save our country. If you don't do that, the game's over.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve and the decline of the dollar. You know, I have audio where George Soros, I think it was back in October, he was interviewed by, I think it was the Financial Times, and he was talking about how China is going to be the engine in the coming days. It's going to continue to be the engine that's driving the global economy, as he put it, and the U.S. is going to be more like an anchor, which is dragging along by communist China. And he said this is all going to happen through a managed decline of the dollar. And he talked about how the dollar declining is a good thing. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, it seems to me like whenever the dollar is declining, that means our buying power is going down. How could that ever be a good thing?
It isn't. He's schizophrenic. He's also been convicted twice of a felony of rigging stock markets. Once in France, and he lost at the appeal level. I don't see why they didn't put him in jail. And he just had the same thing happen in Hungary, his country from which he came. And so Soros is a despicable human being. And he's a top member of the Illuminati. And he's out there telling you things that they want you to hear, not things that are going to really happen.
Yeah, it seems to me like more and more, I mean, the policies that have been put into place are policies that deliberately are enriching communist China. And I don't know, somebody sitting in with your knowledge and your level of expertise, I mean, do you marvel at some of the arguments that go forward today and how this is, I mean, it's very plain to me even to see what's being done with regard to the shift of wealth to the poorer countries at the expense of our country. And yet it's so blatant and in your face. I don't know, you have any thoughts on the redistribution of wealth?
I wrote an article on it in 1967 for the American Mercury. And what it said was that in order to create world government, two things have to happen. Number one, they have to use free trade and globalization to destroy the industrial base of the United States. And number two, they must destroy the dollar as a world reserve currency. That'll put America on their knees, and then they will be forced to, for financial and economic reasons, to accept world government. And that's exactly what's happening.
Let's talk about this situation with Timothy Geithner. Recently, it's come out in the form of emails that Geithner has kept, he ordered AIG to keep quiet about certain information. You wrote about that recently in one of your newsletters. You want to elaborate a little bit about that?
Well, it's a criminal act. He should have criminal charges brought against him. And if he testifies in Congress, they can use that against him in court. But he's got no choice. He's got to testify. So he'll go there and lie. That's what he'll do. And that's what they all do. It is politically and socially acceptable to be a liar today. And so that's what we can expect.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll come back. Stay with us, folks. The final segment of Govern America will continue. We have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment. And go away.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Looking for his freedom and a life of his own.
freedom that it found wasn't quite as sweet when the truth was known. I prayed for America. I was made for America. It's in my blood and in my bones. By the dawn's early light, by all I know is right, we're gonna reap what we have sown.
All right, we're back. Final segment here. Bob, I want to talk a little bit more about the Federal Reserve. You know, we're in a mess today with regard to the monopoly of the money, and as we just talked about with George Soros and what he has said, they intend, I think, to crash the dollar. They intend to bring it down further and further to the point where it's just worthless. My thoughts were that, you know, they're going to force us into a North American currency, some kind of regional currency, through the collapse of the dollar. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Do you have any? What do you think about that?
I think the time for that has passed. I think they tried it through the North American Union. It was cut off at the pass by the public, and it's a dead issue politically. But they're still working behind the scenes to bring about a tripartite or new currency for the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to go to an international trading unit instead of the dollar. That would be the 20 top countries of the world.
So you think they're just going to bypass the North American Union thing altogether and just go to the world currency?
Yes. I don't think you'll ever see an Amero. Now, I do expect that ability to create a trading currency unit will be the top 20 currencies weighted in an index, trading 24/7, back 10-15% by gold. And I think after that, they will try to go for a world currency. In the meantime, within the next year to a year and a half, I expect that there will be a meeting somewhat like the Smithsonian meetings in the early 70s, the Plaza Accord in 85, the Louvre Accord in 87, which are all meetings where all the countries got together and revalued and devalued their currencies. It's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Real quickly, what do you recommend a person do to get around the Fed's monopoly as a solution? You know, because obviously we really can't control the Fed. Do you recommend some kind of a currency among the states? Is that even possible?
Well, had I been able to get to it, I think they're going to devalue the dollar officially.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then you'll have a new dollar, probably one for three. But the only thing you want to be in right now to preserve wealth is gold and silver-related assets, and that's the end of it.
Okay. Well, folks, visit his website, theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. Thanks so much for being with us. The hour passed way too quickly, Bob. We got to get you back.
I know, it always does. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Introducing the new Go.